Steve, and thank you, Kevin and Ensemble, for the music. Giver of immortal gladness. I like that. Okay, so all during the month of May, we have been looking at creativity. This goes along with our theme for 2017 of values-based spiritual living. So in the very first week in May, we looked at creative confidence, having confidence in that creative life within us. Then we looked at moving from fear to courage. Last week we looked at flaming that spark within us, moving it from that little teeny spark of nothingness seemingly into insight. And today we're going to look at how to move that creativity into action. So when I think of creativity and I think of action, the thought that comes to my mind is that we try much too hard to express our creativity. And I think it's that very trying that squelches it. It cuts it off. I think we need to take ourselves lightly and recognize the value of laughter and joy and gladness is the best way to unleash our creativity. It's kind of like that fire hose, that if you're tense and trying so hard to be creative, you sort of step on the hose and it doesn't flow. But if you just relax and release and let it flow, the water flows, the creativity flows, the joy flows. So that song that we had up there said, "Giver of immortal gladness." Beautiful. So this week we're observing Memorial Day weekend. And as we go forward, I'd like to ask if there's someone in your family, your extended family, your immediate family, who has died in service to our country, would you please stand and let us recognize and honor you?
Immediate?
Yes, it can be immediate or extended. Okay, thank you all so much. Tim, Jackie, Kathy, and Bill. Yeah, the families make the sacrifice too because they're missing that loved one. So we could certainly consider this to be a somber occasion when we're honoring and recognizing those who have given such a sacrifice to our freedoms. But having been raised in a military family and having been a military wife for a long time, I can tell you that military people are some of the happiest, most joyful, and most fun-loving people that I've ever met. They seem to have an inborn sense of joy and a fun sense. My dad, who was career Navy, always loved a good story. He always loved to make people laugh. And it was usually at his own expense he would tell these stories. So I know from growing up how much laughter there was in our home. And when Marvin joined the Air Force in, I think it was, we were debating this morning whether it was June 30th, July 1st, right around in there of 1966. We had been married already for 6 months. He joined the Air Force the same day that two other friends did. One came from Ohio, one came from Arkansas, and they showed up at the same base the same day, and that was the beginning of a 52-year friendship with them. Well, Don, you met a couple of weeks ago. He was one of those three. The other was Rick Ziegler. And Rick, for all the world, looked like Maxwell Smart. If any of you remember Get Smart, it was a TV series back in the 70s, I think it was, maybe even 60s. Well, Rick was always cracking jokes and never serious about very many things. And when the three guys were processing in at Orlando Air Force Base, now you remember it's 1966. It's right in the middle of the Vietnam War. So processing into a military base might not have been all that much fun or pleasant to think about what your future held. But they were laughing and joking even then. And the airman who was typing up their ID cards was not sure how to spell lieutenant. They were all three going into second lieutenants. So he said, "Sir, how do you spell lieutenant?" And Rick said, "Let's see, that would be L-O-O." And that was the beginning of laughter that's lasted to this very day. And whenever Marvin and Don are together, whenever they're around Rick, there's always a lot of laughter. And I think that that's one of the secrets of doing a very intense job, is keeping your sense of humor, keeping that creative flow within you. So there's something we can all learn from that. So we don't, while life is serious and there are serious things that happen, we don't need to take it so seriously. We can give it the light touch and we can enjoy no matter what's happening around us. So this philosophy that we have here is a joy-filled philosophy. It's joy-filled. We look for the lightness in everything going on around us. We learn that we live in a world of good, that we are each unique expressions of an all-embracing intelligence that wants only our good. Isn't that a nice thought? This intelligence that created us wants only our good. And we can align with that by having joyful and gladness-filled hearts. We learn to look for the good everywhere around us and celebrate that. We believe that our thinking and our living from the positive is of great benefit in this. We use affirmative prayer, which is also called spiritual mind treatment, and that's our tool for a greater expression for the purpose of manifesting our health, our prosperity, our happiness, and harmony in our lives. One of the greatest gifts that we can give to ourselves and each other is light-hearted laughter, reminding us that life is filled with awe and wonder and joy. A good belly laugh really helps. Ernest Holmes says, "Our healing includes the emancipation of the mind from every form of bondage through a new concept of God, which causes the heart to beat with joy and gladness." So we can tell when we're really getting this teaching, when we're really understanding this idea, because there's more joy in our life, more laughter, more fun. So you can kind of watch yourself and see if you can't up that level of joy and funness and laughter in your life. Always remember that life is lived from within outward. It's not lived from outward in. You are the center of power in your own life. That's a wonderful thought, that we are the center of power in our own lives. We get to say how we're going to experience. We get to say how we're going to live it. Ernest Holmes also said, to know how to think and is to know how to create. And this power to create through thought is the execution of the will of good in you, manifestation of divine being through you. Because you are some part of the divine, you have the power to think and to create. So we teach in this New Thought teaching that the kingdom of God is at hand, and that there's perfection at the center of all things. And that idea that there's perfection at the center of all things is the key to healing. To be able to look past the conditions, the manifestations, whatever the story is, whatever the drama is that may be going on, to look through that to the center, to see the perfection behind it all. So we look through the conscious things that we're seeing to a more complete union of our life with the invisible. As we live our life from that oneness with the invisible, we find that healing and wholeness and joy and life that we know is the oneness that we deserve. The idea of perfection at the center of things is the basis of this. Our hearts are lifted up in joy and gladness, and we find that there really is much to laugh about. In A Course in Miracles, in one of the volumes called Manual for Teachers, it says the world will end in laughter. The world will end in laughter. So we can enjoy that on the way too. The idea is that the world is brainwashed. The world is brainwashed into thinking things are sad and serious and to be taken with a whole lot of gloom and doom. But the truth is that it's lightness and love and laughter that's underneath it all. And that's what we can look for and that's what we can find. And with it we'll find joy and peace. The divine spirit is not limited, nor does it wish to limit us. The whole intent of the divine spirit is to give us a more abundant life. So our job is to receive that. Our job is to receive that abundance in terms of our attitudes, our willingness to express and experience joy. So are you willing to experience more joy in your life, more laughter in your life? Yes, right? Okay, so the time has come when religion must be made practical, and when faith in the invisible must be consciously developed, free from dogma, superstition, and fear. There's a book titled Laugh Yourself Healthy, and it's by Charles and Frances Hunter. And in it, they write, one bout of anger will diminish the efficiency of your immune system for 6 hours. And a good belly laugh will increase the efficiency of your immune system for 24 hours. So it really tells us that we need to practice with less anger and more laughter. That's how we can control our health, because our immune system responds accordingly. In the same book, Laugh Yourself Healthy, there's a chapter titled Anatomy of a Laugh. And here's what they say, that your whole body gets a good kick out of a chuckle. And here's what happens when you laugh. Your heart and your lungs are stimulated. Your heart beats faster and your blood pressure rises temporarily. You breathe deeper and oxygenate more blood. Your body releases endorphins, your own natural painkillers, and you produce more immune cells. You burn 78 times as many calories as you do in a resting state. Your diaphragm, your facial muscles, and your internal organs all get bounced around in what's called an internal massage or internal jogging. So after you laugh, then your muscles and your arteries relax, and that's great for easing pain. Also, your blood pressure lowers and your pulse drops down below normal. So researchers also say that laughing helps us to aid in our digestion. In the Bible, for those of you who are Bible students, Psalms 15:13 says, a merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of the heart the spirit is broken. And a couple verses later it says, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. Norman Cousins was a political analyst, a writer, a peace advocate, and a professor at the University of California. He taught the biochemistry of human emotions. He died in 1990, but he was very well known in the 70s and 80s. And he developed a painful illness at one point, and he learned that he could watch funny movies or watch candid camera and laugh, and it would ease his pain for up to 2 hours. So he, through a regime of laughter and vitamin C, he healed himself of a very serious illness, and he lived decades beyond what was expected. He kept a TV in his room, in his bedroom, and if he would wake up in the night feeling in pain, he would turn on one of his movies, one of his comedy movies, and watch something for a little while and laugh and laugh and laugh, and the pain would subside and he'd go back to sleep. So taking ourselves lightly and finding reasons to laugh are the best way to get ourselves back to a state of health, a state of well-being and creativity. If you've ever watched some of the spiritual masters like the Dalai Lama, he laughs a lot. He's always giggling. And Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, who accompanied the Beatles to the United States back in the 60s, he was always giggling. I always wondered, what's he giggling about? And even the Pope was on the recent States visit was making jokes. So there's always laughter among people of high spiritual consciousness. They know what we are learning, that laughter and the light touch is the quickest way to activate our spiritual center within. So let that be our plan of action, to laugh more, to have more fun, to be more joyful. Marvin and I were sitting last night, and I was trying to think of some jokes that I could tell you, but all of the ones that we came up with were not pulpit ready. Sorry. So whatever you find to laugh about, that's good. So they say that the reason angels can fly is that they take themselves lightly. So let's take to flying, shall we? maybe those silly cat videos that people send you and those laughing baby videos, maybe they're good for something after all. Okay, so here are some affirmations that we can use today. I'll read them to you first and then we'll read them together. I am filled with the spirit of joy. I'm filled with the spirit of peace. I'm filled with happiness. I radiate life. I am alive. I smile. Together. I am filled with the spirit of joy. I am filled with the spirit of peace. I am filled with happiness. I radiate life. I am alive. I smile. And so it is. Thank you. Okay. Let's just go within and feel the joy. Feel the joy that is always there. It's just waiting for us to tap into it. And just like little children are so quick to tap into their inner joy and do their somersaults and roll around and laugh and giggle and do silly things, we have that same joy within us. And as we tap into that and live in that place more often, we spread good vibes throughout our body and through our relationships and through our creative center. We release that tight grip that we've had on our creativity and trying to force it. We just let it flow. We let it flow through us. I know that this is the divine that is right there expressing in us, through us, and as us. And we just allow it. We allow a great big good hearty belly laugh to take over us whenever we can, knowing that it is leading us back to the very heart of God. I am grateful that this is so, and so it is. Amen.